This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And in this hour, once again, we're going to throw the lines open because it's open mic. That's right. Open mic on Science Fantastic. If you want to get on national radio to ask that question that you've always been wanting to ask but never had the chance, then here's what you do. You go to the telephone and you call 612-564-8135. Write that number down, 612-564-8135. You'll get a recording. Be sure to leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment that you've always wanted to ask but never had the opportunity. Let's say it's 4 o'clock in the morning, and you're listening to the radio, watching late TV, and something happens in the news, but you have no one to talk to. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. Well, you can talk to me. You can call 612-564-8135. 24 hours, day and night. That hotline number is available. And again, leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. And just remember that no question is too dumb or too silly to put on national radio. Chances are, if you have that silly question, chances are hundreds of other people have that exact same question. And sometimes children's questions are the deepest and most profound of all. Years ago, there was a 16-year-old boy who asked himself a stupid question. What happens if you try to outrace a light beam? Such a silly question. But he spent 10 years trying to figure the answer out. What happens if you can outrace a light beam? And 10 years later, he finally figured it out, and he changed world history. His name was Albert Einstein. The theory was relativity, which makes possible the atomic bomb, unleashes the secret of the stars, unleashes the secret of matter and energy. And his theories are right there in your living room. The wonders of modern technology, transistors and all the different kinds of internet devices that you have, all of it, in some sense, can be traced back to the thinking of a 16-year-old boy who asked himself a stupid question, what happens if you try to outrace a light beam? By the way, the answer is you cannot outrace a light beam. The speed of light is, believe it or not, the ultimate velocity in the universe. And some of you are too bashful to leave your questions on my answering machine. So instead, you can email me. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and you can leave a question, and we'll try to answer some of those as well. So once again, in this hour, it's open mic on Science Fantastic. Okay, well, let's move on now to the first listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. My name is Lance. I'm calling from Green Bay, Wisconsin, and I listen to you through your website. I was just wondering, what would happen if two Big Bangs were to collide against each other? I want to eventually write a science fiction book just for fun, and as that would be something I'm curious about. So, wonder what you were thinking about two Big Bangs colliding each other, what happens in the middle. Thank you.
Well, you ask a question that, by golly, we physicists are also asking. The theory is called inflation, which actually fits all the data. It is the leading theory of creation. And my colleague, Alan Guth of MIT, who I've actually had on radio, may eventually win the Nobel Prize in Physics for inflation. Inflation says that the universe was born in a tremendously cataclysmic event, much bigger than previously thought, but it was a quantum event. In other words, there's a certain probability that it could happen again and again and again. In other words, big bangs could be happening all the time somewhere out in the universe. So if our universe is a bubble of some sort, and the bubble is expanding, that's a picture given to us by Albert Einstein. They were like insects living on the skin of a gigantic bubble that's expanding. But we now believe that the bubble can bud a baby bubble, or baby bubbles can collide to give you a bigger bubble, and that could give you a mini Big Bang. In other words, the leading theory is the theory of the multiverse, that we coexist with other universes. These other universes can collide with us, creating an even bigger Big Bang, or they can peel off and create a baby universe. This is called the multiverse theory, and it's taken the field by storm because it is a quantum theory. You see, Einstein's theory is not a quantum theory. In fact, Einstein himself had reservations about the quantum theory. So Einstein basically thought that the Big Bang happened once, and only once, and end of story. But you see, in the quantum theory, there's a probability that you can exist in different states. So if the universe popped into existence one time, why not a second time or a third time? Well, why can't they even collide? And so, believe it or not, we physicists are actually looking at the possibility of colliding universes. I was at a talk a few years ago given to us by another theoretical physicist, and he asked himself a simple question. Let's say our universe collided with another universe billions of years ago. How would we prove it? What kinds of data would we need to prove the existence of a pre-Big Bang or a pre-collision with another universe? Well, you see, we have, believe it or not, baby pictures of the Big Bang. If you go to NASA.gov and look under COBE or WMAP, you can actually see a picture of the microwave radiation emitted about 300,000 years after the Big Bang. By golly, it looks like an explosion. Because it is an explosion. We have photographs of the microwave radiation emitted from the Big Bang itself. Now, here's what we physicists do with this data. We look for irregularities in this picture. It looks like an explosion, and like I said, you can see it on the web. It's an explosion in the microwave range. And we look for irregularities, and by golly, we do find some of them. Now, these irregularities could be remnants of a previous collision that we had, maybe with a smaller universe. So, believe it or not, we physicists are actually looking at slight deformations in the afterglow of creation itself. And we hope to use these aberrations in order to prove that, once upon a time, we collided with another universe. So, yeah, it's science fiction, but this is now fair game for physicists who now believe that once you marry the quantum theory to Einstein's theory of the Big Bang, then all hell breaks loose. Parallel universes, a multiverse of universes, maybe even the laws of physics themselves could be different in other parallel universes. And then people ask me the question, well, if there are other parallel universes out there and we can collide with them, is Elvis Presley still alive in another parallel universe? And one day, could we meet him? Compliments of the multiverse. Well, you can't rule it out. There's a certain finite probability that, yeah, that the king is still alive in another parallel universe. But when you calculate the probability, it is so small. It's finite, but so small, I wouldn't worry over it. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. We'll be right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Professor Michio Kaku, this is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open and it's open mic in this hour. That's right, you can ask that question that's always been bothering you, but you just never had that opportunity. You can get to the telephones and call that magic number. It's 612-564-8135. Once again, it's 612-564-8135. Ask that question, make that comment, and get on national radio. Okay, well, without further ado, let's go to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Billy. I'm calling from Combs, Illinois, and I mostly listen on YouTube. I have a two-part question. Part one, string theory, from what I understand, states hyperspace is at least 10-dimensional, but you theorize it's 11. Why is it that it only needs 10, but you postulate it's 11? Part two of my question is, well, hyperspace states that our four-dimensional universe is a bubble in hyperspace. Our universe expanding in all directions infinitely and is actually increasing in its expansion, which scientists attribute to dark energy. For someone who believes in string theory, if asked what's on the other side of our universe, the answer I would imagine would simply be hyperspace, that's what we're expanding into. But for someone who believes in another theory, that answer isn't as simple. I would say right on the other side of our universe would be our temporal dimension. If our temporal dimension could permeate through and past our three special spatial dimensions, Could it be that our time dimension is dark energy? That is to say, could our time dimension, since its original expansion, be pulling our universe outward, which would mean that maybe hyperspace doesn't have or need a temporal dimension, and that our temporal dimensions will one day reach the vastest corners of hyperspace? And finally, would that mean that things that exist only in hyperspace exist outside of time? Thank you very much.
Well, the answer to your question is yes. Next question. No, let me try to make a stab at some of your questions, which really go to the very cutting edge of science itself. First of all, many people have seen that Oscar-winning movie, The Theory of Everything, talking about the life of the late cosmologist Stephen Hawking. The movie, The Theory of Everything, won the Oscar. But ironically enough, you can watch the entire movie and they never tell you. They never tell you the name of the theory of everything. And the name of that theory is string theory. We think that's a theory that eluded Einstein for the last 30 years of his life, from 1925 to 1955. He worked on a theory which would unify all the laws of nature into a single framework. And unfortunately, he died before he could complete that process. Well, today, of course, I can read that book. I can read Einstein's book. I can see all the different trails that he went into that were eventually dead ends. One promising trail was to go into hyperspace. Einstein talked about the fourth dimension, three dimensions of space, one dimension of time, and the possibility of a fifth dimension, but he didn't go far enough. We think that in 10 dimensions, something magical happens. That in 10 dimensions, not only do you have particles like electrons, which are dots, but also you have strings emerging, and these strings can vibrate, and each vibration corresponds to a subatomic particle, and that's why we have so many subatomic particles. They're nothing but musical notes on a tiny, eensy-weensy little violin string. So think of a rubber band. A rubber band from a distance looks like a point. But close up, you see that it's a rubber band that can vibrate in different modes. Each mode is a subatomic particle. So if I could photograph an electron, magnify the photograph, I would see that it's not a dot at all. That the electron, which is in your cell phone, is actually a vibrating rubber band. But if it vibrates at different frequencies, it becomes a different particle. So physics is reduced to the harmonies of 10-dimensional strings. And chemistry is nothing but the melodies you can play on these strings. And the universe is a symphony of strings. And what is the mind of God that Albert Einstein spent 30 years of his life chasing after? The mind of God is cosmic music resonating through 10-dimensional hyperspace. Now, the listener asked a question. What about the 11th dimension? Well, you see, there are some problems. First of all, in 10 dimensions, you can summarize all of string theory into an equation 1 inch long. In fact, that's my equation. Google string field theory, and that's one of the things that I created, which allows you to summarize all of string theory into an equation about 1 inch long. So, what's the problem? There's always a problem someplace, right? It turns out that in 10 dimensions, there are not one, but five. Five different self-consistent string theories. Now, we physicists tried to ignore this problem for many years, but it kind of like was always gnawing at us that there are not one, but five different string theories in 10 dimensions. And then the people at Princeton discovered that if you add one extra dimension, you go to 11 dimensions, then these five strings coalesce into one membrane. And this shook up the whole field of string theory. We now begin to realize that maybe strings themselves are not fundamental. That there's a membrane living in a higher dimension, the 11th dimension, which can give us another theory called M theory. Now, it turns out that, well, it could be right. I think so. That why would God create a universe with five separate string theories, each of which is capable of describing our world? Why not one theory in 11 dimensions. And that's what many physicists are working on now, M-theory. Now, is there a similar equation to the one that I wrote years ago, summarizing all of the theory into an equation 1 inch long? And the answer is no. If you want to become famous, then try to summarize the 5 different string theories into a single equation in 11 dimensions. It turns out that some of the brightest minds of the universe, the brightest minds on Earth, have tried to do that and have failed. In fact, that's what I'm working on now, trying to unify the 5 different string theories into one membrane in 11 dimensions. And then the questioner asked yet another question about dark energy and temporal dimensions. So let me try to explain. Our universe is 4-dimensional. That is, it has 3 dimensions of time. 3 dimensions of space, sorry, and 1 dimension of time. But even Einstein believed that it was nothing but a bubble of some sort. But what is a bubble expanding into? Even children ask that question. If the universe is expanding, what is it expanding into? Well, we think it's expanding into a greater arena of hyperspace, 10, possibly 11 dimensional hyperspace. So in other words, it was Shakespeare himself who said that the universe is a stage, and we're actors and actresses making our entrances and exits on the stage of the universe. Well, that was the picture adopted by Isaac Newton. Then along comes Einstein, who says, not so fast, not so fast. That stage is warped. That stage is curved. And that gives you the illusion of a mysterious force pervading the universe, because the universe is more than just a stage, it's a warped stage. Well, now we believe that that stage of life is nothing but a ball of some sort, a bubble floating in a much bigger stage, 11-dimensional hyperspace. So now imagine a stage with soap bubbles on it. Lots of soap bubbles popping into existence, popping out of existence. That's the new theory, the theory coming from string theory, of hyperspace. And dark energy is the energy pushing the galaxies apart. So when children ask the question, why is the universe expanding? We think that it's dark energy, the energy of the vacuum, the energy of an empty bubble that is pushing the galaxies apart, creating the Big Bang. That's why the universe is expanding, because of dark energy. Well, if you want to find out more about this, get a copy of my earlier book, Parallel Worlds and Hyperspace, because they go into much more details about the cutting edge of science itself, which is now trying to unravel the instant of creation. Okay, well, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Michio Kaku. My name is Jonathan. I am living in San Francisco, and I am a SF State student. I have a question that's been bugging me. There's been talks about this whole, like, if our universe is actually a simulation, and...
Okay, I'll answer that question after the break about a simulated universe. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 and share your thoughts on national radio. Give us a call.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News. I'm Tim Berg. The cleanup is continuing Friday as severe weather took a toll on a number of states, with reports of tornadoes in Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio. 10 Americans were rescued from an operation led by Florida Republican Congressman Corey Mills after the U.S. sent troops to evacuate non-essential personnel from the embassy in Haiti on Sunday. Congressman Mills expresses frustration with the State Department and his commitment to being there for the American people on Fox Business.
If they're unwilling to do their jobs, then people like myself will step up and do it for them. The private citizens who represent the greatness of America will step up and do it for them.
According to newly released federal government data, President Joe Biden only deported 0.25% of Venezuelan illegal immigrants encountered by ICE officials in the last fiscal year. A new report out says people will spend over $2 billion this Easter. This is USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open and it's open mic in this hour. So here's your chance to jump right in. Why should we scientists have all the fun? Why should we have all the fun trying to tease apart the mysteries of Mother Nature? Why don't you jump in? Give us a call at 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters in the radio station, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment that's always bothered you about this great universe of ours. So again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. Now, before the break, we had a question. I had to cut him off, sorry. A question about, well, is the universe a simulation? Is it nothing but a computer program? Is reality a fake, in other words? You know, sometimes late at night, you turn on the TV, and you watch these old movies on TV, and then you ask yourself a simple question. Well, these actors and actresses on the TV screen, do they know that they're nothing but images on electrons on a TV screen? Is it not real? Well, you begin to wonder, is reality itself an old movie? That is, did someone hit the play button and a CD-ROM starts to whirl? And we are like those images you see in an old movie on TV at late at night. We act as if we have free will. We act as if, in the movie, as if we can make a decision. But you know the ending. You know the ending of the movie. It's just a movie. And so then the question is that reality? Is reality itself just a movie? And we're dancing on the stage of life, thinking that we have free will, thinking that we can decide the future, when actually we're nothing but celluloid on a celluloid film inside a CD that somebody hit the play button with. Is that possible? Well, you know, computers are getting more powerful all the time, and we can begin to simulate things like airflow on a jet plane. We can begin to simulate the DNA molecule. And so people begin to think, well, I saw the movie The Matrix, and in the movie The Matrix, the robots are so smart, they created a fake reality. And we think we're moving in this fake reality, but no, we're not. We're nothing but people in a pod that's being used as a battery for the aliens. Well, that's the movie The Matrix. But some people think that, well, can you rule it out? Well, I think so. First of all, if you take a look at the weather report only goes for just a few days into the future. Why can't we simulate the weather 100 years into the future? Because the weather consists of billions upon billions and trillions of air molecules. Each air molecule obeys the laws of physics. And the laws of physics, even though you can model an air molecule, there's so many of them. There's so many air molecules that it would exhaust the power of an ordinary computer to model the weather. In other words, the smallest object that can model the weather realistically, that can predict the weather 100 years into the future, is the weather itself. So when we say that the smallest object that can model something is the model itself, it means basically you can't do it. You cannot simulate it. It's simply too complicated. And that's the weather. That's why the weathermen and the weatherwomen only go just a few days into the future. After that, all your computer projections are nonsense. And once you go to the quantum theory, it gets even worse. So in other words, I don't think we live in a simulation. However, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 and share your thoughts on National Radio.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we now have open mic on Science Fantastic, meaning that you can get on national radio and ask that question, make that comment that's always been bothering you. The number to call is 612-564-8135. You know, some people say that they're walking down the street, just minding their own business, and they see the mountains, they see the clouds, they see rivers, and then they wonder, where did it come from? How old are they? Why do we have the shape of the mountains as they are? What shapes the clouds? And then you see the night sky, and you see the moon, you see the stars, and then you begin to wonder, where did it all come from? What does it all mean? Well, these are the questions that you can ask on Science Fantastic. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And some people feel like they're nothing but a leaf blown in the wind, that they have no control over their destiny because they don't know where they fit into the larger scheme of things. Well, find out. I'm a scientist. I can tell you why the mountains are shaped the way they are, how the clouds form, why the stars twinkle. This is all a matter of science. So give us a call at 612-564-8135. Well, what I'd like to do now is answer some of the email questions that I get. And because, well, to be frank, some people are a little bit shy about asking their question on national radio. So some people prefer to simply email me. So let me answer some of the questions that I get. One set of questions I get is about the Space Force. Back in 1947, that was the last time that a president of the United States, President Truman, authorized the creation of a new branch of the armed forces. Back then, it was the Air Force. And there was a certain amount of bureaucratic resistance to it because the Navy had planes, the Army had planes, and it was a new branch. It was sort of like taking an arm or a leg out of the Navy and an Army and creating a new branch called the Air Force. Well, now President Donald Trump wants to create a Space Force. And again, we have a certain amount of resistance from the Air Force this time because it's like pulling an arm, pulling a leg out of the Air Force to create the Space Force. But let's take a look at the science now, not the bureaucracy, but the science behind the Space Force and what's really happening. First of all, we can't be naive, and that is the Russians and the Chinese. Yes, they're also experimenting with space weapons. In fact, the Chinese, about 10 years ago, even blew one of their satellites right out of the sky, creating a tremendous amount of debris and pollution in outer space. And of course, the Russians can do it. We can do it too. In fact, the Russians even announced that they're experimenting with laser weapons that could conceivably knock out a satellite with laser beams. So let's not be naive about it. Other people are working on it too. So why not be the cop on the block. That's the pro side. The pro argument is, why not give a certain amount of order to the whole space race? We're going to have more and more spacefaring civilizations in space, so why not be the cop on the block? However, there's the reality of what a war may look like in outer space. First of all, the Russians have said that if we go for a space force, they too will begin a militarization of their force. And what would a war in outer space look like? Well, it wouldn't be very pretty. First of all, even a small nation, a nation like North Korea, could, in principle, detonate an atomic bomb over Kansas, creating an electromagnetic pulse, a shockwave, which would knock out half our satellites, blinding us, and knocking out most of our power plants on the planet Earth. Now, that would set us back 100 years. Think about it. The military would be paralyzed. We wouldn't have any eyes or ears in outer space anymore. Power plants would go down, creating blackouts over all of North America. Within a few days, we would have food riots because all the refrigerators would go on the blink, and there's no one to fix it because they, too, in the nearest city, they, too, had their power knocked out. So, in other words, a war in outer space is not going to be a pretty thing. And any country that wants to fight a war in outer space has to be prepared for a worst-case scenario, which is the electromagnetic pulse set off from an atomic bomb in outer space. Now, we know this. This is not science fiction. We know this because we've actually detonated atomic bombs in space, and it created a tremendous amount of havoc. Well, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And you can give us a call at 612-564-8135.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem?
Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. You can get right to us by calling 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from. And maybe you can ask that question that you've always been wanting to ask on national radio. So, give us a call. Well, once again, it's open mic on Science Fantastic, and now we're reading some email questions that I get. Because, well, to be frank, some people are a little bit bashful about having their voice heard on national radio. Well, another question I get is about the heat wave. Look, it's summertime now, the dog days of summer, and many people head on to the beach. But some people are noticing, well, this summer seems to be hotter than normal. And in the Middle East, the desert has never been as hot. World records are being set. And some climatologists are saying that if you peek into the future, of course, decades into the future, certain areas of the Middle East may be unlivable. And some people say, aha, it's global warming. Other people say, not so fast. Well, first of all, I'm a scientist, and we realize that you cannot say with 100% certainty about anything, because you have to test it. You have to run experiment after experiment. And with 90% confidence, not 100%, but with 90% confidence, a majority of the world scientists believe that the Earth is heating up and humans have something to do with it. Now, even the skeptics of global warming admit that the Earth is heating up. We know that for sure. We can measure the temperature of the Earth from outer space. We can see that the glaciers are receding, that cracks are forming in the South Pole, and the average temperature is rising as sea levels rise. So this is something that we all agree upon. The disagreement comes from the question of human intervention. How much of it is a natural cycle? How much of it is human? And when you look at human behavior versus natural cycles, you realize that most natural cycles take thousands of years. Thousands of years. The last ice age ended 10,000 years ago, and we may have another ice age 10,000 years from now. But it turns out that we're in the middle of an interglacial period, but the temperatures just within the last 100 years have been rising dramatically, especially the carbon dioxide level. And that's why you can say, not with 100% confidence, but with 90% confidence, that humans may have something to do with the fact that the Earth is heating up. Now, does that mean that the heat wave that is hitting the Middle East, the heat wave hitting California, creating forest fires, is that caused by global warming? Well, again, global warming is an average effect. There is no one-to-one relationship. And anyone who claims that, aha, this is the fingerprint of global warming, doesn't know what they're talking about. Global warming is an average effect. Over a period of time, you can see that on average, temperatures will rise. On average, sea levels will rise. On average, glaciers will begin to recede. But you cannot say that any one particular hurricane, you cannot say that one particular storm is due to global warming. But like I said, with 90% confidence, most climatologists with the computer programs can say that on average, the Earth is heating up, and we see that everywhere we look on the planet Earth. Well, we have another story, and this is about Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease, some people think, could be the story of the century. Baby boomers are getting older, And by the time you're in your 80s, a good fraction of the population naturally comes down with Alzheimer's disease, even if you've been healthy all your life, even if you have no genetic markers, and even if you seem to be totally fit. You too can come down with Alzheimer's because a certain fraction, bordering on about half, of people in their 80s to late 80s naturally come down with Alzheimer's. So why don't we cure it? Well, first of all, we don't know what causes it, but a breakthrough was made just last week in order to understand the origin of Alzheimer's. First of all, if you do a test on Alzheimer's patients, you find a gum that gums up the brain, but scientists didn't know whether it was a cause or an effect of Alzheimer's disease. Well, beta amyloid protein is the gum that gums up the brain of people with Alzheimer's disease, but sometimes people have gum in their brain, but they're still very clear in their thinking. So it's not a one-to-one phenomenon. Now we know that the tau protein originates first and then creates the beta protein. But then the question is, where does the tau protein come from? And that was a minor breakthrough made just a few weeks ago. The scientists were able to show the molecular origin of the tau protein, which goes berserk, creating the beta amyloid, which then gums up the human brain. Now, does that mean that we can reverse Alzheimer's? No, but it means that in animals, scientists have been able to isolate that point where the tau protein goes haywire, and they've been able to slow down the progression of Alzheimer's in animals. Now they're trying it on humans. So it does not mean a cure anytime soon, but it does mean that we're onto something. For the first time, we have a solid lead that, yes, we can now see the biochemical mechanism by which the tau protein goes haywire, stimulates the beta proteins to create the amyloids, which then gum up the human brain, giving you what is called Alzheimer's disease. That is not a cure, but we're onto something. Well, unfortunately, our time is up on Science Fantastic. Once again, you've been listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And if you want to be part of the March of Science, if you want to get on the air, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment, and you can get on Science Fantastic. And go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. My Facebook site, Michio Kaku. We have 3 million fans on Facebook. Good day.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.